You are going to listen to a podcast about marketing. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
This week's podcast, an English.com business podcast, we're talking about marketing. With me is Helen. Hi, Helen.
Hello, Jackie.
Marketing, it's a broad subject, isn't it?
It's a really big subject, marketing. I touch on absolutely everything. So from advertising, radio advertising, promotions, distribution, writing briefs, strategy, the whole lot.
My goodness. So you cover a wide area, Helen, but for you, what's the most important part?
Well, for me, I work for an organisation called Jersey Heritage. And that organisation is it's a heritage organisation based on the island of Jersey and the Channel Islands. And we have two very distinct target markets. So for me, understanding your target market is one of the key fundamental pieces of marketing. My two distinct target markets are local people and tourists.
So making local people aware of what the island has to offer, as well as attracting outsiders.
Yeah, and attracting is a really good word, because we look after all of the island's castles and museums. For someone on the island, that castle has a whole history and heritage. It's a landmark of the island. So it's you're pushing a different button. You're trying to make the local people engage more with their heritage, whereas for the tourist, you're just trying to attract them and spend £10 to get in and to give them a good day out so that they'll tell their friends about it. In recent years, so the past 10-15 years, we've seen a change in Jersey from bucket and spades, so that's families coming with a bucket and spade to be on the beach, to a slightly older target market. So this is really, really important stuff, because what Jersey have done is they've pitched their product to a different market. So instead of being their advertising being about
the beaches,
bucket and spade and beaches, they're looking at heritage, walks,
the castles, as you mentioned.
Castles, eating good food, good, you know, a whole general mix. And what it's doing is it's attracting a slightly older market.
And maybe people with more money, actually.
Absolutely. Now, what those people do is they won't stay for a week now.
They'll come for the
weekend? So they'll come for a weekend or a long weekend. So the whole market is changing, because that target market, the slightly older generation, are interested in walking, castles, heritage, etc. And Jersey Tourism have been very good at attracting that market. And if you went to jersey.com on the website, you can see how they're attracting that audience. So what I do is once people are on the island, tourists are on the island, I try and attract them to our museums and castles. And then the other side of what I do is I try and get the local people to engage more with our product. And the way I do that is we have a huge amount of events and exhibitions going on. And the events and exhibitions bring in the local market.
Right.
So it keeps it fresh all right. the time. There's always something new to see.
Helen, that sounds fascinating and a very exciting job.
Yes, it's pretty difficult sometimes, especially on a small budget.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
This week's podcast is an English.com business podcast. We're talking about marketing. With me is Helen. Hi, Helen.
Hello, Jackie.
Marketing, it's a broad subject, isn't it?
It's a really big subject, marketing. I touch on absolutely everything. So from advertising, radio advertising, promotions, distribution, writing briefs, strategy, the whole lot.
My goodness. So you cover a wide area, Helen, but for you, what's the most important part?
Well, for me, I work for an organisation called Jersey Heritage. And that organisation is it's a heritage organisation based on the island of Jersey and the Channel Islands. And we have two very distinct target markets. So for me, understanding your target market is one of the key fundamental pieces of marketing. My two distinct target markets are local people and tourists.
So making local people aware of what the island has to offer, as well as attracting outsiders.
Yeah, and attracting is a really good word, because we look after all of the island's castles and museums. For someone on the island, that castle has a whole history and heritage. It's a landmark of the island. So it's you're pushing a different button. You're trying to make the local people engage more with their heritage, whereas for the tourist, you're just trying to attract them and spend £10 to get in and to give them a good day out so that they'll tell their friends about it. In recent years, so the past 10-15 years, we've seen a change in Jersey from bucket and spades, so that's families coming with a bucket and spade to be on the beach, to a slightly older target market. So this is really, really important stuff, because what Jersey have done is they've pitched their product to a different market. So instead of being their advertising being about
the beaches,
bucket and spade and beaches, they're looking at heritage, walks,
the castles, as you mentioned.
Castles, eating good food, good, you know, a whole general mix. And what it's doing is it's attracting a slightly older market.
And maybe people with more money, actually.
Absolutely. Now, what those people do is they won't stay for a week now.
They'll come for the
weekend? So they'll come for a weekend or a long weekend. So the whole market is changing, because that target market, the slightly older generation, are interested in walking, castles, heritage, etc. And Jersey Tourism have been very good at attracting that market. And if you went to jersey.com on the website, you can see how they're attracting that audience. So what I do is once people are on the island, tourists are on the island, I try and attract them to our museums and castles. And then the other side of what I do is I try and get the local people to engage more with our product. And the way I do that is we have a huge amount of events and exhibitions going on. And the events and exhibitions bring in the local market.
Right.
So it keeps it fresh all the time. There's always something new to see.
Helen, that sounds fascinating and a very exciting job.
Yes, it's pretty difficult sometimes, especially on a small budget.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.